In the pastoral elegy, Lycidas, written toward the end of Milton's long period of intense study at home after his MA, he memorialized a brilliant young fellow student and poet named Edward King, who died when a ship that he was on hit a rock and sank. This was in broad daylight on a sea of calm. The poem Lycidas moves from grief to a ray of hope in the end at the thought that the dead poet is now in paradise. In choosing to offer Lycidas as part of this presentation, we of the Lark Ascending are looking upon it as memorializing in a wider context, as memorializing all that we cherish and hold so dear, which seems to be passing away. Happily, the ray of hope at the end is ours too, because that is all we can do. We can only hope. As in the pastoral elegies of Milton's models, Theocritus and Virgil, the central metaphor of Lycidas is the death of a shepherd poet who is pictured in an appropriate idyllic setting. All of nature is shown mourning the loss of the shepherd poet, and chief among the mourners are the herald of the sea, who interrogates those sea beings in his charge as to how the accident could have happened. Camus, representative of Cambridge, who laments the loss to his institution, and St. Peter, the pilot of the Galilean lake, who, following the tradition of the pastoral elegy, delivers a harangue on the corruption of the clergy, which here and now could stand for pop culture and talentless opportunism in the arts. The vales and valleys are then invoked to cast their flowers. In short, what Milton did in Lycidas was to take a well-worn form and turn it into something which, for its sheer verbal beauty, is truly a one-of-a-kind, unique in the annals of literary history. Milton achieved the poem's distinctive tone principally by the use of a scatter technique where echoes are concerned. For instance, by rhyming the ends of short and long lines, by delaying rhymes, and by repeating words, another form of rhyming, when one doesn't quite expect it. The phrase studied or controlled improvisation, an oxymoron, has often been used to sum up what Milton did there. A final note. As a graduate student at Columbia many moons ago, I was privileged to attend the lectures of the one and only Marjorie Hope Nicholson. One day, apropos of nothing, Miss Nikki opened her volume of Milton and began reading Lycidas to us. For students like myself who were present that day, it was truly an unforgettable experience. In all humility, to conclude our program, I would like to try to recreate that reading for you, with a touch of my own, obviously. Lycidas is studded with obscure allusions that one is tempted to pause at and puzzle over. I ask those of you who are coming to this extraordinary work for the first time to suspend curiosity about them, as we students did then, and to concentrate on the sheer verbal magic, the music of the words, as the poem moves from one level of grief to another until it reaches its final moment of hope.